בעזרת השם. Good. Good and Erev Shabbos. בעזרת השם, we start with the parsha. We're at the very end of the parsha in Maftir. We have the story of Amalek. Remember from back in Beshalach that Amalek comes to try to stop things as the wheels are in motion. As the wheels are in motion, as Bnei Yisrael are marching from Mitzrayim on their way to Eretz Yisrael, meant to stop off in Har Sinai to be mekabel the Torah. And we have a mitzvah in the parasha Maftir Zachor to share Salach Melech to remember. Now, what's interesting is to see what happens immediately before the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek, right before Maftir. We have a mitzvah. Lo yeh lecha bekischa even ve'aven gdola uktana. Lo yeh lecha bevetcha ifa ve'ifa gdola uktana. Even shteima betzedek yelach. Ifa shteima betzedek yelach. Lama yarichu yamech al adama. Asher Hashem alokech anot elach. Kitovat Hashem kol asa ila etc. etc. The person's not supposed to have different measurements. A bigger one and a smaller one. And the idea being, right, when you have your scales, if your scales are offset, so if you're buying, if you're selling, able to cheat the other person. And if we're medayik in the Isser is not just to steal, but even to own the instruments in which you could steal through. It's Isser as well. The Sforno here picks up on this point and says, Achar sheskir darchei hashrat shechina b'Yisrael, talks about the Shechina coming to Yisrael, hizkir shelo bevat tzanei akelet avat adin, aval yisanei gam et machzik bekelim muchanim lasot apa. ושצריך להרחיק אותם הכלים, פן תגל נפשו אותנו, כמרו, כי טובת השם לוקח הכל עושה אלה. Not only does the Kodesh Baruch Hu hate the misjustice, the injustice, the corruption of din, but he also hates a person that even has those tools, has those kelim. This is what's there in the Torah right before we talk about Zechiras Amalek. Before the same Amalek that tried to get in the way of the Torah, there's an yanim of Derech Eretz. That's our topic today, Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah. Now here we are in Elozman, talk about tshuva. It's not enough just to do tshuva about the bad actions that we've done, but we also must get rid of the tools of corruption by beginning to think about how we could go ahead and to mitaken our midos. In the next few minutes, I want to speak specifically, there's a lot to talk about tikkun midos, but I want to talk specifically about tikkun midos in relation to relationships with people and connections with people. Everyone's familiar with the famous pasuk, Bahafta l'reicha kamocha. The Kutzker Rebbe had a little bit of a different pshat than how to read the pasuk. He would read the pasuk as follows. V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha? Like you? Is it really possible? I mean, it's one thing to love another Jew. To love another... But could you really love another Jew as well as you love yourself? It seems impossible. One of the components a person could start with in terms of relating with other people in a positive sense is the midah of being positive. It's not so pasha. Yochanan and Zakkai sends his talmidim and asks them, go check what's the most important midah. Second parak of Pirkei Avos. And each time it comes back with another thing. Rabbi Elazar Omer, ayin tova. Having an ayin tova, later on in Pirkei Avos in Parak Hei, he talks about the difference between the talmidim of Avram Avinu, which should be a talmid of Avram Avinu, and not a talmid of Bilam Arasha. And there are also on the list, Loshad Verim Acherim, Tamanashim Arasha, what are the Talmidim of Midos of Aaron Avinu? Ayin Tova, Ruach Nemuchal, Nefesh Fela. The Indian of Anav and humility, also an important Midah to talk about. But Ayin Tova, what's the idea of being an Ayin Tova? Having a good eye is being positive. It's so easy, it's almost like we have a natural inclination to be negative, to be critical of other people, to search out and find the one thing that's not good, to poke at, to make fun of, to undermine. Ayin tova is the opposite. It's looking for the good in every situation. Looking for good in another person. Talk about yeshiva. Vito was talking about the connection of everyone together. Chaverim. Asel lecha rav, uknei lecha chaver. V'avidan et kol adam lechav zchut. Part of an ayin tova is to judging everybody favorably. It's to seeing the positive, giving him the benefit of the doubt. In yeshiva, there's unbelievable opportunities. Chaverim, chavrusas, rabbanim. But without an ayin tova, without the ability to be positive, and to look out at the positive people, the opportunities are going to go to waste.
as the title of the shir, I want to focus on an example in yeshiva, relationships with other people. Perhaps, in terms of the number of the hours in a day, quantitatively and also qualitatively, the amount of time you're going to spend with other people. Think of which person you spend most time with over the course of the day is your chavrusa or your chavrusas. So, Shua has a little bit of a clip here to show us. Pick up from there.
Best way, I think, for you guys to be able to see it, if you make a second row behind those guys, and I'll just turn it around. We, as a humorous reporter,
speaks for itself.
Is this the UN Tamir thing?
No. The first line, which you probably won't hear, is just that he's telling someone else that he's about to break up with Brick.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
And door. No. Every joke has a core of truth to it. And the mashal of a relationship of a husband and a wife, in terms of how to relate to Chavrusa, is one that you could see where it's coming from. Right, at the beginning of the way in yeshiva, I remember in my time in yeshiva, right, so the line used to be is that when you broke up with your makom, so whoever initiated the breakup, the other guy got to keep the property, he got to keep the makom, the other guy had to go and find the makom for himself. The question is in terms of relating with your chavrusa, you spend so many hours with over the course of the day, a couple of things in terms of derech eretz, kadma l'torah, of how to relate. First of all, I think is a sense of shutfos. To realize that working with chavrusa, that your partner's together, the things that you're doing are together. The inyan of arevos, call yourself arevim zel azeh. Kal vachomer that shu is someone that you spend so many hours a day together. And if your chavrusa doesn't stand something the first time you read it through, so one approach, you say, oh, you didn't understand, that's his problem, I'm going to raise forward. But no, the same way you'd like, right, when the things that you understand less for your chavrusa to explain to you, is to have the savanut, to have the patience to go ahead and, a second time if necessary, a third time if it's necessary to explain to him. Goes without saying, your chavrusa is missing seder. He's not there in shir. He's sick. To take care of him. To have responsibility to worry about him. The same way you don't want him to worry for you. Right? He's sick. See if he needs help. Right? The same thing you should do for everyone. Your chavrusa is your roommates, etc. Right? See if he needs help getting food. He needs to bring his tefillin from the basement in order for him to daven. If there's anything else you can help him with, let his madrich know if he needs help for the doctor. If your chavrusa is extremely sick, maybe it's not shaykh, but if he's a little bit sick, perhaps he's not well enough to come up to the base medrash, but if you'd offer to learn in his room, that's something that would work for him. Again, you have to check based on the situation. But at least to make an attempt in any way you can to realize that you have a partnership together and to care for each other. Come to shir time, chavrusa is not there, to bring with you. You could ask him, you could take the initiative yourself, bring a recorder, record for him this shir, so you could give it to him afterwards, so you could catch up. Anyways, he's lying in bed. Another is the aspect of achrayut, the responsibility that you have for one another. Let's say, my chavrus is not sick, but I know that I'm not going to be there. I have something else going on. A simcha, mazal tov. There are other things that could happen. A person knows he's not going to be around for seder. So I think, firstly, having a chavrus and having responsibility to a chavrusa is thinking twice. Obviously, for yourself, you should think twice. Right? Not every single opportunity you have to leave yeshiva is a reason to leave yeshiva. Not every single invitation you have means that it's, you have to be there, be the first one to show up and the last one to leave. That's a discussion for a different time. But as far as there's another factor here, which is when I'm not in yeshiva, it's not just me who's losing out and I'm not learning. But what am I chavrusa? I'm leaving him there for the entire status to feel that I have a sense of responsibility to another person. And at the very least, if I make the decision not to be there, is to update the person. Right? If I have a yom yun today, so seder, my friend's also in the yom yun, so he knows I'm not going to be there for afternoon seder. But let's say I have an afternoon seder with the Shir Gimel Israeli. He might not necessarily check the chutznik bulletin board to know that there's a yom yom this afternoon. It's to be a mensch, to let a person know, not just to wait, sit there, let him sit there waiting for you, and is he coming, isn't he coming, etc. Yeah. Perhaps, if you know you're not going to be there, and explain, you update your chavrusa, so try to find other time to make it up. I'm not going to be able to be there this evening, maybe we could find some other time to learn. I mean, to realize that there's a sense of a commitment. We speak about the shas, in a little clip there. Maybe it's a little bit cheesy, but a relationship of chavrusa should be one where you grow connected to one another, where you care for each other. Right? There's nothing wrong with here and there getting a little gift. You're going out, you're exhausted in the morning, you're going to buy yourself a ragalach. Take an extra one in the bag. Give it to your chavrusa. It's little things, but sometimes those little things are things that can make the difference. And last year, the chatzker, ahat orecha kamocha, kamocha? Could it really happen? Is that something that could really be achieved? Perhaps the answer is found in the second half of the pasuk in the sefer. Ahat orecha kamocha, ani Hashem. Perhaps the ideal where a person could really, really, really feel mamish like himself, perhaps can only be found in the mashal of a husband and wife, which are two halves of one neshama, where a person relates to his spouse, her spouse, not as someone else, but as part of himself. But that's something that b'shifa, we should aspire to try to get to every single Jew. Then there's another Jew out there that needs something. It's not just someone else and it's someone else's problem. But he's part of me. He's my brother. And that brother comes from ani Hashem. When I realize that my value in life is the fact that who I am is a son of Hashem, so if I'm a son of Hashem, every other Jew is also a son of Hashem. He's my brother. I'm there for him. Chavrusas. Perhaps a person could ask, why do I need a chavrusa? It didn't work out. Maybe I'm better off learning by myself. There are times, maybe for morning seder, it's pasha I need a chavrusa, but maybe for a different seder, for short. Well, what do I need a chavrusa for? Maybe it's not necessary. I want to raise another question and answer it first, and we'll come back to that one, which is, how is one meant to learn together with his chavrusa? What's the right attitude to have when sitting there together and learning? Send these around. It's interesting that we have Mekoros and Chazal, thank you, that describe learning with chavrusa as a melchama, as a war. You look in the Gemara and Kiddushin and Daf Lamad Amud Bet. V'omer Asher Gever Shemaleh Ashvato Mehem Lo Yavoshu Ki Yedabru Et Oivim B'Shar. Ask the Gemara, Ma'ay Et Oivim B'Shar? What does that mean? Enemies at the gate. Amar Rab Chia Bar Arba Afilu Avu Beno V'Rav Atamido Shoskim B'Torah B'Shar Echad Nasim Oivim Ze Et Ze. Even a father and son, a Rav and a Talmud, and Kal v'chomer, any two Jews that sit to learn Torah, if they're sitting there in one place, they become enemies with one another. This imagery of going to war in the Beis Medrash also shows up in the Gemara Brachos and Daf Chav Zayin Mubet. Tan Rabbanan Maseh B'Talmid Echad Shabbat Lefnei Rabbi Yoshua Amar Lo Tfilat Arvit Roshut Chova. So the Talmud asks Rabbi Yoshua Halacha Mariv. Is it something that's Chova, obligatory? Is it Roshut, permissible? Amar Lei Roshut. So he asks Rabbi Yeshua, he says it's Rishur. He asks Rabbi Gamliel, he says Chova. Amar lo valo Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo Rishur. He says, wait a second, Rabbi Yeshua says Rishur, why are you telling me Chova? Amar lo hem ten ad shechansu bal trisin lebeit ha-medrash. Wait till the bal trisin come into Beit ha-medrash. Shenichnasu bal trisin, when they come in, Amar ha-shoel v'shal tefilat ha-vit Rishur to-chova, they're going to ask him. Says Rashi, what's bal trisin? Chachomim ha-menatzchim zeh zeh ba-halacha. Shukoach. Chachamim that go ahead and they're fighting each other, they're beating each other in halacha. I mean, there's the fighting, there's the sharpness of the sword going back and forth. Perhaps the best example is the Gemara in Baba Metzia on Pei Dalet and Aleph tells a fascinating story. Yom Achad, everyone have in source Dalet there? Yom Achad, have a plige be medrash, a saif, a sakin, a figyon, a romach, a magal yad, a magal katsim, a matayim, a kablin tumah. There was a discussion in the Beis Medrash in terms of Hilchos Tumah V'Tara, all these different instruments, the sword, the knife, the spear, etc. One of them Mekabel Tumah. Mishat Gemar Malachtan, when they're done being made. So they asked, Matai Gemar Malachtan, when's the final Makim Apathish? When are you done making these different instruments? Rav Yochanan Amram Rishit Sirfan Bechivshan. Rav Yochanan says, when you stick the iron, when you stick it into the furnace, that's the last stage of producing the weapon. Reish Lakish Amar Meshitzachtan B'mayim. He argues with Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no, it's not when you put it in the furnace. It's when you take it out of the furnace and you cool it off in the water. Rabbi Yochanan's response, Amar Lei, Lista B'Lista V'Yaita Yada. A burglar, when it comes to burglary, he has more experience than I do. Again, those that aren't familiar, the background of Reish Lakish, right? Reish Lakish, before he was one of the Gdolei of the Morim in the third generation, Reish Lakish was a robber. He was a bandit. He was a head of a mafioso family. He went ahead and he was famous.
as a thief. One day he sees Rabbi Yochanan's sister dipping in the mikvah. He's interested in marrying her. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you're chozer b'tshuva and come in the Beis Medrash, you can marry my sister. He says, for your sister, deal. The rest is history. So here he gets frustrated. He says, you know what, Reish Lakish knew better than me? You know why he knew better than me? Because he has a history of being a burglar. Amar le, umaya hantli hatam Rebbe Karuli, hacha Rebbe Karuli. So Reish Lakish responds back, what good are you for me? He felt attacked, insulted. He says, what good are you for me? There I was considered a Rebbe. Here I'm considered a Rebbe. I was always popular. There I was a Rebbe amongst the burglars, and I'm a Rebbe in the base of Manish, but you didn't really do me any favors in life. What did I do for you? I gave you a lot in life. I'm the one that pulled you in. It was Makarev Yudhi Yunushkai to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chalish Datei de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was depressed. He was upset. He was hurt by the words of Reish Lakish. No Akaras Atov for what he did for him. Chalish Reish Lakish. As a result of Rabbi Yochanan getting upset, many Gemaras like this, he gave him an eye. And Reish Lakish fell very ill. Ase Achte, his sister, again, it's the wife of Reish Lakish, she comes to Rabbi Yochanan. Kabach Amar Le Asa Bishvil Bani. She cries to Rabbi Yochanan and says, forget Reish Lakish, do it for my son, your nephew. Daven for his refuah. He should be healthy again. Amar La Azva Yutamayach Ani Echye. There's a pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of orphans. She says, Asa Bishvil Amaruti, do for me not to become a widow. Amar La Manotayach Alay Tiftachu. Widows could also depend on God. There's nothing to worry about. Noach nafshei de Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish out of this story is nifter. That's the end of Reish Lakish. Out of this story here with Rav Yochanan in the basement. Reish Lakish dies, passes away. Vavekamitztar Rabbi Yochanan matrotuva. Rabbi Yochanan missed him dearly. He was upset. He missed his chavrusa. He missed his bar plukta. Am Rabbanan man lize litve ledate. What are we going to be able to do in order to settle his mind, to comfort him? So they found the Talmud Chacham Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat that he was sharp. He knew the sugyas. Azal Yatav Kamei called Milta Dava Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Leitanya de Masailach. He sat there next to Rabbi Yochanan, and every time Rabbi Yochanan came up with a chiddush, every time Rabbi Yochanan came up with a psak halacha, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, what did he do? He says, "Oh, Rabbi Yochanan, you're amazing. There's a riot from this Mishnah and Taros. There's a riot from this bright and kach." Every single thing he said, he was always constantly proving him right. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Amar at kibar lakisha? What, you're like Reish Lakish? You think you could replace Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish ki hava amin milta hava makshali esim arba kushyasa. Reish Lakish, every single time I would give up psak halacha, every single time I'd bring a din, I'd give an explanation to the Mishnah, he'd ask 24 questions on me. Umafrakina la esim arba peruka, and I would be able to come up with 24 answers to defend from the questions of Reish Lakish. And automatically there was a revach that we were able to learn and grow the sugya and develop it further and further and grow in learning. And you come ahead and bring me riots. What I need your riots for? Well, you tell me, I already know. I don't know that what I'm saying is true. He would sit there and he would cry and cry. Where are you? Where are you? He was so depressed that the other Chachamim had Rachmanis on him and davened for him, and he was nifter as well. Tragic story. The end of two of the Gdolim of the Morim, of Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. There's a lot to learn from the story. But in our context, we see here that learning is yelling at one another. It's coming to battle with one another. A person says something, it's to sharpen the swords and to go at him. And that's the Gemara we saw in Kiddushin. Shemeaseh oivim zeh lazeh. Why? Because that's the only way to get to the truth. A person says something and someone says, Shkoyach, very nice. Someone else says something and says, Shkoyach, very nice. I remember one of the first years that there was maybe some of you are familiar with the Beis Medrash program in Moshava and I.O. Back in the olden days when I was still there in America. Remember, the first year I think that they opened up the Beis Medrash program, it was the second year. So I remember sitting there learning with a charus of mine. We're yelling back and forth, and all of a sudden out of the corner of my eye, I see these girls sitting there at the table next to us, mamish bawling, dropping tears. They're like crying. We stopped and we said, she said, couldn't you say that to him a little bit nicer? Couldn't you be a little bit more sensitive? That's not what chavrus is about. Someone says, what do you need a chavrusa for? I'll tell you why you need a chavrusa. There's a certain amount that I can understand. Anyone ever come with a svara that they thought was wrong? Every svara I say makes sense, right? To have a chavrusa is to have a mirror, is to have checks and balances, to have someone there to say to you, yeah, that's good, or no, it's not good. Or I might only be able to understand the sugi up to here. If my chavrusa is learning the sugi by himself, he might be able to get to here. But then everyone gets stuck. When I'm learning together with someone else, I put my 2 cents in, he puts his 2 cents in, and you're able to build it closer to MS. The more you sharpen ideas, you bounce back and forth, that's how you get to the truth. But that can only happen if it's done with the right intentions and with the right approach. What's the right intentions, the right approach? If a person's sitting there arguing with his chavrusa, with the intention to be victorious, to prove that he's right, that's not how to learn with the chavrusa. Because if I want to just prove that I'm right, then you're never going to listen to what your chavrusa is going to say. If you're polite, you'll wait for him to finish saying the words in his mouth just so you could say what you want to say. But you already know what you want to say, and you already know what you want to respond before he even has anything to say. Then you're not going to sharpen the Torah. Maybe he has something intelligent to say. Maybe there's something that you're saying that's not right. But you have to learn how to be objective, to open up your mind. To say, okay, let me stop. I thought of it one way. Now let me stop and sincerely listen to what he has to say. Maybe he has a point. But the whole point is that I just want to prove that I'm right. Then I'll never get anywhere. The goal is that we want to get to the truth together. I have something to say, and I'll be in his face. And he has something to say, he'll be in my face. But if it's L'shem Shemayim to try to get to the truth, and that's my goal, then I'll be able to get to the Emes HaTorah. What's the litmus test? How do I feel when we get to Pshat, but the Pshat's what the Chavrusa said, not what I said? So if I'm, man, I wanted to be right. So then my goal was just to be right. And it was a gaiva thing. But if my goal is to get to the MS, then I'm a simcha that he's right and that we were able to come to the maskana that he was right. Because it was a simcha that we got to the simcha of the truth. Obviously, that even with the war, Chas HaShem should get personal. And that's the end of the Gemara in Kedusha. If you look back on the first source, we said, "Arava tamen oskim b'torah v'ashar achan asim oivim zeh ve'einam zazim misham ad shenasim oavim zeh etzeh." Until they become one that loves one another. Shenamar v'ahav v'sofah tikra v'sofah l'b'sofah. That obviously that it doesn't get personal. You sit there, you're arguing back and forth in machlokas of the sugya. It's to find the emes of Torah. But at the end, it's a big hug and it's besimcha. There's one last point I want to talk about. We said about listening to chavrusa and really being able to be objective and put aside for a second what I think, to hear what my chavrusa has to say. Bechlal in life, an extremely, extremely important midah to have, talking about Derech Eretz, is the midah and the ability to listen to another person. How many millions of dollars are being spent today across the world by people to go to psychologists and therapists and advisors just to have someone listen to me? They don't have to do anything. I could sit there for an hour and talk, and someone is going to listen to what I have to say. Because where in the world do you find people that know how to listen? You talk to someone, they have to say what they have to say, they chime in their thing. The ability to be able to stop and to listen is a tool for life. It's true with chavrusas. It's true within a relationship, in any relationship. In a relationship between a husband and wife, in a relationship between a father and son, a mother and son, between friend and friend, between brother and brother, brother and sister, is to be able to listen to another person. Listening to another person isn't quickly to what I want to respond to them. It's to stop and hear what they have to say. To listen. To care. It's not always about necessarily having a solution, but to be able to listen to another person. That's something that, if you work on this year with your chavrusas, so A, Bezrat Hashem will be more successful in learning. You'll have more kfitzas aderech and be able to become talmidei chachamim, grow as bnei Torah, to get pshat and sugyos, and the pshat and the sugyos, and Rashi, Tosos, Rishonim, Achronim, Svaros, Chakiros, Nafkimis, etc. But also, it's a midah that you could take with you outside of the base marriage, in conversations you have with your roommates, conversations you have with the Chara Ochel, wherever you are. It's learning to listen to another person, to learn how to be a mensch. And Bezrat Hashem, derech eretz kan l'Torah, as we talk in our midos, so we'll also be able to talk in our Torah and Hashemah's Zrat Hashem the Gula Shlema.